Okay, we're on Mem Hey Amud Beis, towards the top. Tistayim. We're trying to figure out who we had a machlokas brought on Mem Hey Amud Aleph between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, if two people can do Zimun or not. And now we're trying to figure out who says what. Okay? So Zok the Gemara. Tistayim de Rav de Amar im Rotzel de Zamin Ein Mezamin. So says the Gemara, let's try to prove that Rav was the one who said that if two people want to do Zimun, they may not. The Amar Rav Dimi Bar Yosef Amar Rav. Rav Dimi Bar Yosef says the name of Rav. Shlosh Shach L'Kachas V'Yatza Echad Mehem the Shuk. If you have three people who ate together and one of them went out to the Shuk, Korin Lo U'Mezamnin Alav. They can call out to him and do Zimun with him answering from the Shuk. Okay? Time the Korin Lo. So it sounds like the reason why they can do Zimun is because they call the third guy and he's answering. Hello, Korin Lo, but it sounds like once the third guy left, he went to the Shuk and you're not calling him. Lo, it sounds like he can't do Zimun anymore, right? Two guys by themselves cannot do Zimun. You have to call that third guy. So it seems to prove that Rav is the one who said that two people cannot do Zimun. So the Gemara answers, says, no, it's not a Raya. Shiny Hasam, de ikva ulahu bechova meikara. No, because once they were sitting down and they ate with three people, so now they're obligated to do Zimun. Once they're obligated to do Zimun, so that's why they have to call that third guy. But it's not that two people cannot do Zimun. Maybe really two people could do Zimun. But if the third guy was part of their original Chiyuv, so then they're obligated to call him as part of their Chiyuv.
So now they should be able to call someone on
a cell phone? Maybe? No. It has to be in some proximity. Like the Shuk is like right outside you're calling him. You're not like...
Right, because everyone lives right next to the Shuk.
Can't be
Yotze.
Like over the phone,
you
say.
Say Amen, but you can't be Yotze. Okay, Zog Dimar Vaiter. Ella Tistayim de Rabbi Yochanan Hu Diomarim Rotzel Zamen in Mezamin. Now let's prove the opposite. Let's prove that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that if two people want to do Zimun, they may not. Diomar Rabba Babar Chana Omer Rabbi Yochanan Shnaim Sheochel Keachas. If you have two people eating together, Echad Mehen Yotze Bebirchas Chaveru. One of them can be Yotze with the benching of his friend. So theoretically, one person can bench, and the other guy can be Yotze with the benching of his friend. We ask, my Kamashmalon, what is this teaching of Rabbi Yochanan? What's the chiddush of this teaching of Rabbi Yochanan? Tanina, we learned it already in the Mishnah. Shama velo ona yotza. So if a person hears a bracha and he doesn't answer, but he pays attention to it and he listens to it, but he doesn't answer, he's still Yotze. So why is Rabbi Yochanan teaching us that one person can be Mevarech, one person can bench for his friend, and the friend can be Yotze? We know that already from the Mishnah. So Rabbi Yochanan is coming to teach you that that there's no zimun, right? That there's no zimun. That one person can be motzi, the other person in the bracha, but that there's no zimun. It's just the bracha, but not the zimun. Okay, and Rashi explains here that the concept of echad yotze bebirchas chavero implies by definition that there's no zimun. Why? Because if there's a zimun, so it's not considered birchas chavero. It's not considered the bracha of one person. It's considered a joint bracha. It's like a group bracha when I do a zimun. Now, by the way, it's important to recognize that you see from here that when they did zimun, originally when they did zimun, part of zimun was that one person would make the bracha for everyone. Right? The guy who did zimun, the mevarech, would make the bracha for the entire group that was there. The other people didn't bench. Nowadays, we don't do that because we can't have kavana long enough to actually be Yotze with someone else. You have to think about and, you know, intend for what they're saying. We can't do that. So we don't do that anymore. Everybody benches themselves. But it used to be that was the way it was done. So that's why the raya from here is that you see one guy can be Yotze with the bracha of his friend, but it's not Zimun, because Zimun is a joint bracha. It's not the bracha of your friend. Okay, by the way, that's why halacha lemaisa, the guy who says the Zimun is supposed to say the first bracha out loud. Right? You notice that people say the bracha of Hazan out loud? It's based on this. Some people are actually makbid that you should say the whole benching out loud, based on this. Okay? So some people are makbid about that. Tistayim, the Gemara says, but that's the conclusion. The conclusion is that Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said that two people cannot do Zimun. Okay. Zog the Gemara Vayim. Amale Rava bar Rav Huna le Rav Huna. V'harabona de asu mima Rava Amre. But didn't the rabbis who came from Eretz Yisrael say, Imrotu lezamein mezamnin, that if two want to do Zimun, they can. My love, the Shmiel Luhume Rabbi Yochanan. Did they not hear this from Rabbi Yochanan? Because Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. So if the people are coming from Eretz Yisrael and they're saying that two people who want to do Zimun can do Zimun, so they must have learned it from Rabbi Yochanan. So how can we say that Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said that two people cannot do Zimun? So Gemara says, Lo, the Shmiel Luhume Rav, Mekami Denachis Lebava. No, they heard it from Rav, before he went down to Bavel, because Rav also started in Eretz Yisrael, and he but then at some point Rav changed and he moved down to Bavel. So we know Rav is a Babylonian scholar, but really he originated in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe they heard it from him in Eretz Yisrael before he moved to Bavel. Zogte Gemar Vayter Gufa. Amar Rav Dimi Bar Yosef. Amar Rav Shlosha Shachlu Kachas V'Yotza Echar Mehem Lashuk. So three people who eat together, and one guy goes out to the shuk, you can call out to him and do a zimun. That's assuming that you call out to him and he's answering you, right? If you call out to him and he's ignoring you because he's busy shopping or eating or doing whatever he's doing, so then that doesn't work. He has to answer to your zimun. So he says, Marzutra says that this only works for a zimun of three. For a zimun of three, as long as the third guy is close by and he answers, so then that works. But for a zimun of 10, you can't do that. They have to actually come back. You need 10 people actually sitting there in order to do the zimun of 10, where you say Elokeinu. Maskif lo Ravashi. So Ravashi asks Akasha. Adarabba, just the opposite. Ipcha mistavra. The opposite makes more sense. Why? Because Tisha nirin kasara. If you have 9 people sitting there, so that looks the same as 10 people. You know, people can't really distinguish between you have 9 people sitting there, 10 people sitting there. You know, people aren't counting with such precision. So therefore, it looks the same. Shnayim ein nirin kishlosha. But if you have 2 people sitting there, everybody knows that it's only 2 people and it's not 3. So fakirat, the opposite makes more sense. It makes more sense to say that in the case of a zimun of 10, one guy can answer from the shuk, whereas in a zimun of 3, you actually need them all sitting there. That makes more sense. So how do we paskin? It's a machlokus. If what that pertains to. So it says the Gemara, we paskin like Marzutra, and therefore we paskin that's only by 3, but by 10 you actually have to be there. It doesn't make a difference what it looks like. By 10 you have to actually be there. My time, or why? Came in the boiliad kure shem shamayim. Since when it comes to zimun of 10, you're mentioning the shem shamayim, you're mentioning the shem of Hashem Elokeinu. Botzer me'asar alav orach ara. Less than 10 is not the proper way. That's not the way of the world. That's not the proper way to mention the name of Hashem with less than a minion actually present. Zog de Gemara Vayter. Amar Abaye, Nikitinon, we have a tradition. Shnayim she'achlu ke'achas, mitzvah li'chalek. If you have 2 people who are eating together, it's a mitzvah for them to split up and to each one make their own bracha. Rashi points out this is Bein Birchas HaMotzi, Bein Birchas HaMazon. They should make their own brachos. One person should not be motzi, the other person in brachos. Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a braisa that mentions the same point. Shnayim Shach L'Kachas Mitzvah L'Chalek. 2 people eating together really should split up and each one make their own brachos. Bamed Dvorah Mamurim, what are we talking about? Kishish Neim Sofer. That's assuming that both of them are scholars. Both of them are knowledgeable. They both know how to make brachos. I know how to bench. I know how to make hamotzi. I know everything, so I have to make my own. Aval echad sofer v'yachad bur. But if you have one person who is a scholar and one person is a bur, not a bur like a pit, but a bur with a shuruk, which is like a bur in English, kind of actually, B-O-O-R. Right? It's like a boorish person, like a person who doesn't know much.
Like a pit, like he's empty.
Could be. Yeah, it could be. That's part of the idea. Sofer mevarech ignoramus. Thank you. Sofer mevarech ubur yotze. So then the scholar, the sofer, can make the bracha, and the ignoramus can be yotze, the amaretz can be yotze with his bracha. But if both people know it, then each one should make the bracha independently. By the way, this also applies when you have groups of people. You know, sometimes one person makes an alamichya for the whole camp or for the whole group. It's not really l'chatchila. L'chatchila, you're supposed to make your own brachos. You know, so we rely on the fact that everybody who's sitting there is basically a boor, that they don't know the brachos by heart. It's okay, so it's better to take out a bencher, take out a sitter, and make the brachos yourselves. That's ideal. There is a concept of Barovam Hadras Melech, by the way, but when it comes to brachos, we don't usually say, generally, we don't. So we should say everybody makes their own bracha. Yeah.
Are we allowed to say that by aspect?
No. By the way, Chazar Sashatz, that's what it used to be. Chazar Sashatz originally started because there were people who didn't have Siddurim and they weren't experts in davening, so the Shliach Tzibur would be motzi them in the Tefillah. The reason why we don't rely on this nowadays is because in order for you to be Yotzei, you have to have Kavanah to everything that the person say. And since our attention span is approximately 3.5 seconds, so we can't have Kavanah. We can't have Kavanah for a regular bracha, let alone for a whole Shmoneh Esrei.
Baseball game at camp, and like we went to a side to Davidka, and didn't have like extra
If you're stuck, if you're stuck in a situation where people can't don't have siddurim and they can't daven, and it is better than nothing. But probably, you know, it's hard to say they're actually going to be yotze because you have to really pay attention to be yotze, especially in a kip. I can't imagine everybody's paying attention to what the that doesn't seem likely to me that they were yotze.
So I said this, the following statement I made. And then I heard that Rabbi Zera made the same statement just like me. If three people are eating together, and let's say two people are done eating, and one guy's not done. So the two guys that are done, they want a bench. And the one guy, he's a little bit of a slow eater, so he's not done yet. So the halacha is that one person has to stop his meal and bench with the two. Rashi says it's derech eretz. This is derech eretz, that one person should stop his meal and bench with the other two. Other Rishonim understand it's more of a halachic thing. It's not just derech eretz, but the guy has to. He has to do it. They don't have to wait for him. That's echad mafsik l'shnayim. Ve'ein shnayim mafsikin li'echad. But two people do not stop for one. Meaning if one guy is a fast eater, he finishes his meal soon, so the other two, it's not even derech eretz. But according to Rashi, there's no derech eretz for two people to stop their meal for one. If they want to, they can. You're allowed to stop and answer for one person, but you don't have to. Asks the Gemara Velo, is that true? For Rav Papa ifsik le Abba Mar Berei, Rav Papa stopped for Abba Mar, his son, right? Even though it was only one person. So the Gemara said, Yuvachad, right? Meaning Rav Papa and someone else both stopped for Abba Mar Berei. So that you see that they both stopped for this one person. So the Gemara answers, Shani Rav Papa de Lifni Mishura Sadin Hu De Avad. Meaning it wasn't required. It was Lifni Mishura Sadin. If you want to stop, you can. It's Lifni Mishura Sadin, but you're not obligated to do so. Yehuda bar Meremer, Zakti Gemar Vaiti. Yehuda bar Meremer, Umar bar Ravashi, Rav Achami Difti, Karche Rifta Bahadei Hadodis. So they all broke bread together. They were eating together. Lo Hava Bahu Chad to have a Muflog Me Chavrei Livruche Lehu. There was none of them was any greater than the other. They were all like the same Madrega. None of them were greater than the other in order to lead the benching. Okay. So what did they do? Okay. So they said, Hodetnan, Shlosha Shachel Ka'achas Chayovin Lazamein. So they thought as follows. That which it says that you have three people eating together, they're obligated to do Zimun. Hani, Mile Hecha De'ika Adam Godol. That's only when one person is greater. Right? If one person is greater than the others, so then they have to, then the person is Mavarech. Okay? But like in this case where they're all equal, there's not one of them was greater than the others. Chiluk brachos adif. So then it's better to split up. Everybody benches themselves. You don't do a zimun. Everybody benches themselves. Baruch inish lenavshei. So everybody taka did that. They split up and they benched. Baruch inish the Bach says. Baruch inish lenavshei. Everybody benched themselves. Also the kamon de mereimar. So they came before mereimar and they told them what happened. Amar lehu. So he said to them, Yidei bracha yitzasem. He said, Shkayach. You were yotzei benching. Yidei zimun lo yitzasem. But you were not yotzei zimun. You can't do that, right? Just because one of them is not greater doesn't mean that you don't have to do zimun. So maybe you'll say, okay, so let's do zimun now, right? Whenever you call someone out on a mistake, okay, I'll fix it now, right? So let's do zimun now. You can't do that. Ain't zimun lemafrei. You can't do zimun lemafrei. You can't do it retroactively. Zimun has to precede benching. You can't follow benching. But umatzan, okay. Zogdei Gemara Vayter, a new case. By the way, this is halacha also, that if you have three people eating together and two of them are finished, so the one guy should stop and answer for the two. He should answer zimun, wait till the brach of hazan, say amen, and then he can continue eating. But the opposite, you don't have to do. But again, if you want to act lifni mishura sadin, and one guy finishes eating, he wants to run, so then the two people can stop. Lifni mishura sadin, answer again, answer zimun, wait till the end of hazan, say amen, and then continue eating. So let's say I come and I find people while they're already doing a zimun. I didn't eat, right? I just walk in. I walk in and I see people doing a zimun. Right? This happens sometimes. Shal shudis, you know, people walk in, they're doing a zimun. Okay, what do you do? Omer achareihem. I'm sorry. I apologize. Mahu omer achareihem. What should you say? How should you respond? Right? What should you say? Rav Zvid Omar Baruch Umavorach. So Rav Zvid says, you should say Baruch Umevorach, okay? And if you look, Rashi doesn't bring the whole text, but if you look at Tosfos over here, Rav Zvid Amar Baruch Umevorach, he brings the Bahag. Baruch Umevorach Shemo Tamid Le'olam Va'ed. That's actually the girsa that we use nowadays. And if it's 10, you add a lokenu to that. Rav Papa Amar Ona Amen. Rav Papa says you just say Amen. You don't say the special Baruch Muvorach, you just say Amen. Velo pligi, it's not a machlokas. Ha de ashkechinu de ka amre nevarech. Ha de ashkechinu de ka amre baruch baruch. It depends when you found them. Right? One of them is talking about when you found, when you walked in and the people are saying, and the mezamein is saying nevarech. And one of them you walked in and you hear everybody answering baruch. And now the Gemara explains. Ashkechinu de ka amre nevarech, omer baruch muvorach. If you walk in and you hear the mezamein saying nevarech she'achalnu mishalo, so then you respond baruch umuvorach shemo tamid li'olam va'ed. By the way, that's a good thing to memorize, because undoubtedly, when you find yourself in that situation, you're not going to know what to say, and you're not going to remember it, and you're not going to have time to look in a sitter, and it's usually not in a bencher. So it's a good idea to memorize that line. It's just a few words, and that way you'll know it, that every time you find yourself in that situation, you know what to say. Ashkechinu de ka amre baruch. But if you walk in...
You respond with both yishim and regular.
No. Yeah. Right, Baruch, yeah, Baruch, for Baruch. And they say Baruch, Baruch, Shachanu Mishaloh. Yeah, that's when you say this, right. Okay? However, if you come in and you find them, Ashkechinu de Kamri Baruch, but if you come in and you didn't hear them Mevarech, right, saying Rabosan Mevarech, you just walk in and you hear the people responding, Baruch, Shachanu Mishaloh, Tevochayinu. Then ona amen. Then you just say amen to that, right? You hear them responding baruch shen kol baruch shachal mishalo, and you respond amen to them. Okay. So says the Gemara weiter, next brisa. Tani chad haone amen achar kol birchos of the bachadzin hareze meshubach. So what we have one brisa that says that if you answer amen after all of your brachos, it's a good thing. B'tani ita hareze megun. Another brisa says it's a bad thing if you answer amen to all your brachos. Lo kashen, it's not a stira. Ha b'bona Yerushalayim, ha b'shar brachos. One of them is referring to answering amen after bona Yerushalayim, to your own bracha, and one of them is saying after all the other brachos. Okay, the reason why the chiluk between bona Yerushalayim and all the other brachos is that bona Yerushalayim is the end of the de'oraisa brachos of benching. So whenever you have a group of brachos, you can answer amen to your own bracha after a group of brachos, because then the amen is going back on all the brachos, that's okay. But to just answer amen after any particular bracha is a problem. By the way, that's why in benching we say, Bonei Barachim of Yerushalayim, amen. Right? That amen is not part of the bracha. That amen is the amen that this Gemara is referring to. We're saying amen after our own bracha. And that's why, by the way, a mezamein, even though normally you try to finish, you know, the mezamein waits till everybody finishes and then he says it, you don't really have to do that when it comes to Bonei Yerushalayim, because everybody can say amen after their own bracha anyway. So you can just say it with them. Okay? Abaye, Onile Bikala. So Abaye used to say the Amen after Bona Yerushalayim out loud. Okay, why? Ki hechi delishmu poalim vilikumu. So that the poalim, the workers who had stopped working in order to bench, would finish their benching and would get up. That was their signal. Okay, time to get up and go back to work. Why? Da'atov ameitiv lav deoraisa. Because only the first three brachos of benching are deoraisa. The fourth brach of atov ameitiv is Dirabanan, so we say it, of course, it's Dirabanan, but workers who are now, they're on the Balabais' clock, they don't have to say the fourth bracha, which is Midirabanan. The Rabbanan never obligated them to say that bracha. Again, we're assuming that these are workers who are working very conscientiously and utilizing every minute of their time, not like on their phone while they're working. Then, of course, you have to say the bracha Dirabanan. Ravashi, Onile Belechisha, Ravashi used to say the Amen quietly. Why? Ki heichi delo nezalzalu behatov. Okay, the Lozalzlu Rabbanan, the Bach says Be'atov Ve'Ametiv. So Rav Ashi was concerned that if you would say the Amen out loud, then not only would the workers not say Atov Ve'Ametiv, but everybody would start being Mezalz and Atov Ve'Ametiv. Oh, yeah, it's only the Rabbanan, you know, I don't have to say it. So that's why he used to say that Amen quietly, so that people would not be Mezalz with it. Okay, we'll stop here for today.